And as promised, my old friend Jeff Rubin, all the way from the west out near San Francisco, is on the line because, and I have to confess, last week was National Punctuation Day, but I was on the road and I wanted to do the wanted to talk to Jeff myself, so we put it off a couple days. But Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. So riding your Harley was more important than punctuating properly, huh?
Well, only last week.
Only last week.
Yeah, because day in and day out, punctuation is important.
All right, so the other 51 weeks, you're literate, right?
Yeah,
I understand. Everybody has to take a break. I understand.
Listen, no, I try to be literate even on vacation. In fact, sometimes people have said, never mind. Anyway.
Can you do that and ride a Harley at the same time?
Sure. My nickname's Professor.
Professor?
Yeah.
See? I have to remember that one.
I was sitting in a bar one time, and this guy turns around and says, you sound like an educated man.
And what'd you say? You must be drunk.
Yeah, so it was something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
Listen, so it was last week, of course. You were all over the place.
I was everywhere.
Your clips are amazing. And
thanks.
Folks, you can check this out, nationalpunctuationday.com. All kinds of things. Where did you come up with the baking idea?
Where did I come up with the, you know, every year we try to do something fun.
Yeah.
Or something controversial, something to engage the public, engage the media. Last year I endorsed the cereal comma.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah. Firestorm of controversy.
Yes.
In fact, I still hear about it.
Yes.
A couple of years ago we did, we baked a meatloaf in the shape of a question mark. We named the official National Punctuation Day meatloaf.
Very good.
And so this year we thought, you know, let's do something that kids can do. And most of the entries we have so far, we've got about, 10, 12 entries. They're mostly from kids.
That's great.
Yeah. So and that's great because that means they're hearing about this in school. And they're going home and they're doing stuff with their parents. And it all evolves around punctuation. And so that's a good thing.
That is, because it does. It instructs them in the physical shape of the punctuation mark.
Yeah.
And at that time, they should, at least, if nothing else, by osmosis, pick up the purpose of that punctuation mark.
That's true. Well, a lot of teachers are celebrating the holiday now. I've been hearing from a lot of teachers.
Excellent.
First couple of years, not so much. But we've had so much publicity the last couple of years. And this year was just amazing. I mean, we were everywhere.
And
the Washington Post did a big spread on us, and then the following day invited me to do a chat, an online chat, and that's also on my website. So you can read the questions and answers, and it's a 1 hour talking about punctuation and pet peeves and grammar mistakes. It was great.
I'll bet that was. You're just amazing amount of publicity. And this is the sixth year for it, right?
Yes.
And I think you and I have done it every year since
you
started.
We've done it most years.
Yeah.
And we've done it. I think this is at least the fourth time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. But then I was a mass communications instructor, and I once started talking about parts of speech and got blank faces from college students.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, that hasn't changed.
Yeah, I know.
That's still going on. Readers should read. There's an article written by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. It's toward the top of the media section on my homepage. And this guy went and talked to college professors and high school teachers. And they're having the same problem that you did.
They just don't. They don't seem to. I guess they never had it before. And when you try to talk to them at that age, after they think they can write and they've passed English courses in high school on it, they think they don't need that.
Well, you just said something that's sort of controversial. Passing an English course.
Yes.
I mean, in this country, almost half the kids coming out of high school who are going to college are taking remedial English.
Yes.
So, you know, the word pass doesn't mean much anymore.
And I've heard high school teachers blame it on the grade school teachers.
Well, of course.
No one's
taking responsibility for this or the crummy curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
No one's taking responsibility for that.
a friend of mine who taught English at community college was really tough on her students. She insisted that they know good grammar and punctuation, and the students complained, and she wound up losing the class.
Yeah. In California, San Jose State University, it's one of the large state universities. They have a message for the hundreds of students who fail pre-college math or English and who need to take them again. They're giving them one shot to do it at San Jose State, and if they can't pass remedial English, they've got to go take it elsewhere, because with the budget cuts in California, all the state schools are receiving less money. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money to fund these kids to sit in a remedial English class more than once.
Now there's a lesson for you.
Yeah.
You know, here's your one bite at the apple. Get with it.
That's right.
We can only hope that things get better. In fact, I know one of your favorite pastimes is grabbing newspapers and finding mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed any improvement in recent years?
Or things gets worse and worse.
You know, you're right.
Use it up more Sharpies every year.
That's what I found, too. And in part because they're reducing staffs at newspapers. And when they let people go, it's so often the older, more experienced people who know what to look for, who know how to do things correctly.
Yeah, and not only that, even if those guys remain, there's just still too much copy to read.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't catch everything.
No, you're right.
And now I see mistakes in books.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
It's disheartening. It really is.
Yeah.
You and your partner are doing your best because you've got programs for children.
We do. It's called Punctuation Playtime, and we've done about 70 programs now throughout the United States. We've even come to Illinois to do some programs. So here's a funny thing that happened last year. We got booked at Oak Park Elementary School outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was in San Diego. The program was on a Friday. My wife was at a conference in San Diego. I was here in the San Francisco Bay Area. On Thursday night, we both flew to Midway, Chicago Midway. I got in around 10. She got in around 11. Picked her up, the airport. We went to a hotel, stayed over, did our two programs at Oak Park School on Friday, found a place to have lunch, and flew back Friday afternoon.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
But I'm glad, really. And you and your wife have devised games, though, that get the children interested in punctuation.
They do.
And you've got to get people engaged to get them to understand.
You have to make it fun. You know, kids learn when they have fun. And, you know, I'll tell you, adults do, too.
Yes.
Learning never changes. I'll give you an example. About 6 weeks ago, I took a genealogy class at the local library. About 30 of us in the class. This woman came from the Genealogical Society, and she gave us an extensive handout, and she was telling us where to find things rather than showing us. Why didn't she have a computer hooked up to a projector and show us exactly where? So you're listening to 2 hours of her reciting where to find things.
No
fun
in that.
I mean, it was as dull as burnt toast.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
Well, I know that you're out there fighting the good fight, and I, for one, certainly appreciate it, Jeff.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, listen, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time.
We've run out. We just started.
I know.
We just started.
I know. Business is good in radio these days.
And it must be. Well, you'll have to take a shorter vacation next year.
Jeff, I promise you, next year we will do it on or closer to the date.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much.
Be well. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye now.